Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into our special edition of Sports Talk from Louisiana Line Camp, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Time now for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Guys, instead of college baseball, I'm going to hit MLB, where we got a big debut for the Dodgers tonight. Shohei Ohtani making his long-awaited return to the pitching mound. Will serve in an opener matchup against the San Diego Padres this evening. Ohtani, now 21 months removed from a second repair of his ulnar collateral ligament, expected to throw only one or two innings for the Dodgers. But I know fans, not just the Dodgers, but
around the MLB,
be looking forward to that. That is a 9:10 first pitch this evening. I might still be up for that.
Well, I'll be up for that. Hopefully, LSU will have finished off UCLA by then.
I hope so, too. Yeah. Besides the action out west with the Bruins, we got the Dodgers that we can focus on as well. Like I said, Ohtani making a return to a mound. Really unbelievable player. And interested to see how much stuff he can actually still have as from the pitching standpoint.
Also, too, is another game of the NBA championship tonight.
Yes, sir.
Charlie brought it up to us about the no-hitter, and Gage Wood pitched that. He only plunked one batter, and everything else, no-hitter. And it's the first no-hitter. Now, Charlie tells us it's three times it's happened, but it's the first no-hitter in the College World Series since 1960.
What?
I was born in 1960.
Wow.
That ain't yesterday. I'm fixing to be on Medicare. So that go to tell you how long it's been.
You know, you figured this Arkansas squad was someone, LSU bested them in that opening matchup, but was someone you were probably going to
see you again.
Right, exactly.
But Gage Wood, man, congratulations. First no-hitter in a College World Series since 1960.
Mike, pretty good, Mike. Real quick, that's building on that with Gage Wood, he threw a College World Series single-game record 19 strikeouts in that victory over Murray State. 3-0 victory. And then, you know, he was asked after the game about the perfect game that he lost with one hit by pitch. And he said, quote, "I shouldn't have hit the guy. That's it. That's all I got to say." So it really was. And it was like a really close hit by pitch. It hit the hitter in the back foot. And it was just one single pitch away from a perfect game and what would have been the first perfect game in College World Series history. Guys, I'm staying with the College World Series. Coastal Carolina last night picked up their 25th straight victory when they took down Oregon State in the winner's bracket on the left side of the College World Series in a 6-2 victory, guys. And just what the run that Coastal's been going on has been unbelievable. They're now 55-11. They haven't lost a game by the time they play next in 8 weeks, guys. So Coastal, really, really scary team. They were always underseeded as the 13 seed in this whole thing. And now you're looking at them potentially looking to book their ticket to the College World Series finals if they pick up one more win in Omaha, guys.
That is great. Some of the lineup situations for LSU UCLA tonight. Derek Curiel is going to lead off. Jake Brown is back in right field. Jared Jones has been, the Bears dropped back down in the order. He's in the fifth spot. And Tanner Reeves starts at third over Michael Braswell. So, Charlie, I'm going to ask you, did that surprise you that Tanner gets the nod over Braswell at third?
So a couple things about the lineup, guys. The whole thing with the right-handed pitcher, the starter for UCLA, is why you see a little bit of the changes with Curiel going back to the leadoff spot. He hits better against right-handed pitchers. I know he's been kind of getting hot against left-handed pitchers, but just by the numbers, he's better against right-handed pitchers than left-handed pitchers. Same thing with Jake Brown entering the lineup tonight. He's really good against righties. And then moving Jared Jones to the five spot is really interesting. Tanner Reeves, similar situation. He's not as good of a hitter against lefties, but he's good against righties. So Jay wants the extra bat in the lineup. This is a UCLA team that scores 8 runs per game. It makes sense to me, guys.
You want to bet the under that they don't score 8 tonight with Ianson on the mound?
I mean, with Ianson, he said he's got to follow up Cade Anderson's awesome performance against Arkansas. We'll see if he can do it.
The crazy thing with that, we talked about it earlier in the show, Charlie, was that here's a guy that grew up right outside of Los Angeles. He goes to all these UCLA baseball camps. And now, in one of the biggest games he's ever pitched, guess who he's up against?
UCLA. And you
it's amazing, isn't it?
We were talking with Todd Walker last week, guys.
Yes!
Saying, don't sleep on UCLA. Like, everyone was talking about Arkansas and LSU and that side of the bracket. He said UCLA's for real. They play great defense. They're right there with LSU as having a top 10 defense in the country. They score 8 runs per game, as I mentioned. And while they don't have the pitchers that really wow you like they have in the past, they can get it done on the mound, too. So it should be a fun game tonight.
Yeah, I think that they are built more this year for the bat, more than, say, the pitching.
Agreed.
Which we sort of got used to seeing UCLA. They were always really had great people that could pitch. I think most of those guys from California that can pitch now, they're all pitching in the SEC. But, man, they got some bats that can swing. So it'll be a real interesting matchup. You know, go up against Ianson, who's really been terrific, going up against a super hitting club in UCLA.
And hopefully no 5 strikeouts again for Bear Jones, man. That was a rough outing.
Come on, Bear.
But
he's, you know what? He's always going to be like that.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten to the point now of saying, yeah, he's an improved hitter, but he is always going to have those moments where he's so streaky where he'll get 5 hits at 7 at-bats and he'll strike out 5 straight times. That's just the way he's going to be.
Hopefully the Tiger team gets some inspiration, too. Saw Paul Skeens walk into the stadium. He'll be in attendance among other former Tigers like
Trey Morgan.
The first baseman, Trey Morgan.
Trey Morgan.
It'll come out eventually. Trey Morgan also in attendance.
Maybe we can sneak Skeens on the mound, maybe.
That's a wrap on our Bet365 triple option feature. We'll be back with even more sports talk from the Nicholls State University as we are at the Louisiana Line Camp, sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Be back right after this, folks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.